presenting.
Rolling.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV One's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. And today, Roland has a packed show with Chuck D, Moni Love, and a whole bunch of other people from Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Hey, Tom, good morning. Sybil, and also welcome back, Jay.
What up, Ro-Ro?
All good, all good. You know, Tom, Fannie Lou Hamer said, "I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired." And you know what, Tom? I'm sick and tired of these damn black public intellectuals constantly involved in a pissing match with each other. First, you have Dr. Cornel West. He's criticizing Dr. Michael Eric Dyson and Dr. Melissa Harris Perry. And then Dr. Dyson, he comes back and he's criticizing Cornel West and talking about ego. And then people hit me on Twitter that you see what Professor Eddie Glaude had to say about Dyson and the rest of them. And I wish all of them would shut up and be quiet and focus on really what's happening in black America. For some reason, the election of President Obama has made black folks act like they stuck on stupid, as somehow we cannot offer real critiques based upon public policy. But for some reason, it's always personal. It's this personal attack, an attack on him, an attack on each other. Yet when you look at what is hurting black America, Tom, the results are real. When you talk about what's happening with black unemployment, black teen unemployment, we're talking about we lost 53% of black wealth due to the home foreclosure crisis. When you talk about what's going on with black businesses, all of these things are happening, but for some reason we have this inability to have a grown-up conversation, and we have so-called educated multiple degree black public intellectuals acting like black kids on the playground who don't know how to behave with one another. The real deal is this. Yes, we have the first black president, but he's also the 44th president of the United States. And just like African-Americans have the ability to put forth public policy and offer real critiques when it came to Bush, Clinton, Bush, Reagan, go down the line to Carter, to Ford, to Nixon, to Johnson, to Kennedy, and go on and on and on. It has always been the case. But for some reason, we don't know how to act now. Tom, it's been a month since the Wall Street Journal did a story talking about $23.09 billion in loans given to small businesses last year. How much did black folks get? 1.7%. For a month, I've tried to get the Small Business Administration to come on this show to explain what in the world is going on and how to fix it. We haven't heard anything. But for some reason, that hasn't been the talk. We can't somehow talk about what's really hurting folks because we have the pissing match going on back and forth. And it makes no sense. How is it that we have the ability to say, Mr. President, we love you and respect you, but when it comes to the Parent PLUS loan, we disagree with you? The president gave a vigorous speech on Friday at the National Action Network Convention when it came to the issue of voting rights. But we should have the sense as adults to look at Congressman John Lewis and Reverend Joseph Lowry, Reverend C.T. Vivian, and others who said, Mr. President, we disagree with your judges in Georgia because you are putting forth one guy who actually was the attorney behind voter ID. We can praise his speech on Friday, but still criticize a nominee on Monday if that person will not stand up for African Americans. We know the deal the president cut, yet we can still offer a real critique. So the challenge, Tom, for all of these black public intellectuals is to, if you don't have anything substantive to say, it's not a personal attack, keep your behind in the ivory tower and have your intellectual conversations there. Because black folks got some real business out here. Black folks are really hurting, and all of you, frankly, are members of the 1%. And so if we're going to move forward as a people, it is going to require us to be adults, to be willing to look at one another and say, Mr. President, Congress, governors, state lawmakers, we are going to be principled. We are going to look you in the eye. We're going to challenge you on policy. It's not going to be personal. It's not going to be petty. It's not going to be silly. What it is going to be principled. That should be the operation of every single one of us. And so I would say hit the reset button right now. Dr. Dyson, Dr. West, Dr. Glaude, Dr. Perry, all of you. Make a decision to say you're going to advance what's right for black folks and not some silly, nonsensical Ivory League discussion.
Woo! Roland's commentary brought to you by TV One.